Good morning, good people. This is Kiplin Primus, your host for the local take on Jazz 91.9 WCLK. And this morning, we've been talking about Life Link of Georgia. And joining us in the studio now are Kiana Crenshaw, president for the Clark Atlanta University Pre-Alumni Council, and Ashley Penagahi, one of the student leaders in the CAU Pre-Alumni Council. So ladies, thank you so much for coming today. We are going to talk about what you all did here on Clark Atlanta's campus to promote LifeLink. Ms. Crenshaw, tell our listeners about the CAU Battle for Life event.
Okay. So we first heard about it at a pre-alumni council event. It was brought to us by our advisor, Ms. Chastity Evans, and she advised us to get a part of this, that it would be a lot bigger than ourselves, that we would also be able to raise money for our institution. And so we basically jumped on board. We appointed Ashley as the lead, and we took it from there.
So Ashley, when they appointed you as the lead, what did you know about LifeLink? And after becoming the lead, what did you learn?
When they appointed me as lead, I really didn't know much about LifeLink. But after we went through our registration of our own of ourselves, and we went through like classes and stuff like that, I kind of got a gist of what exactly LifeLink was, and it kind of meant a lot to me because I also have family that are on the waiting list.
So now, as you were talking to students and introducing this concept to students, what were those conversations like, and what kind of pushback did you ladies get?
We definitely did get the pushback as far as the conspiracy theories. We also got the pushback as far as you know, not having parental guidance in making those decisions. Of course, we know that the college students are adults and that they're able to make these decisions on their own. But a lot of them, you know, kind of felt like this was a life-changing decision and didn't want to necessarily make it on the spot. And then there were some that we also had to convince, you know, concerning the conspiracy theories and, you know, organ donation and human trafficking of sorts and things like that. So it was definitely interesting. We won some, we lost some, but we gained more than we lost.
So Ashley, what was it like for you as the lead on this project, knowing that you've got this, you know, pushback? What was it like to continue and to kind of fight against the myths?
Well, with everyone kind of explaining what they've heard about organ donation and tissue donations and everything, I kind of just, the pushback didn't affect me because it was kind of, this is more than just us. This is more than CAU. This is more than me and you. This is something that has to do with other people's lives as well, not just you. And so it kind of pushed me a little bit more to like give them a better understanding of exactly what organ donation is and tissue donation, like, is more than you giving your organs to some random person. It's you giving life to another person. And that's just what I wanted them to understand the most.
So having family members on this list who are in need of organs, how did that increase your ability to talk to people or, you know, share your passion about becoming on the registry?
Having a story to tell is always something good when you're trying to get people on board with something. So just me explaining to them, like, hey, I have family on this list. You might also have family on this list. So it's just something to think about. Like, what would you do if you had someone telling you, no, I don't want to do this because of a myth that you heard, when those are exactly what they are, myths. And you could possibly help in my family member, or I could possibly be helping your family member. So it was just more so of that also gave me that push to help and to get these students to, you know, sign up and register to become organ donors.
So Ashley, as you all are launching this campaign, what did you want the outcome to be?
I just really wanted more students to become organ donors, more African American students, more youth to become organ donors, because now it's us. We're leading the future. And what more could you want to do rather than give a life to somebody else?
And Miss Kiana, what was it like leading this charge, this battle, And what was the outcome? What were you all able to do on this campus with LifeLink?
It was definitely challenging. I think having Ashley as the lead person was an awesome idea. It wasn't even my idea. I cannot take credit for that. That definitely was due to our advisor knowing just a little bit more of a personal story about Ashley. But we did take home the prize. I think we got over 200 registrations done at the Clark Atlanta campus. So I'm definitely proud of us, proud of our team, and I'm glad that we were able to connect with LifeLink.
So now, of those 200 people that you got registered, are they all students at Clark Atlanta University? What was kind of the diversity like? Was it more men, more women?
I could say it was majority all students from Clark Atlanta University, because they all wanted, once they got a better understanding to what it was, they all wanted to help. They all wanted to hop on board and get a better understanding, like a more in-depth understanding of what they were doing. I can say that it was possibly more men than women, because the women kind of, I don't know why they believed the myths a little bit more, but the men were kind of like, hey, what am I going to do with them when I leave? What am I going to do? So I might as well give them to somebody else that needs them, which I was surprised that it was more men. I would think it would be more women wanting to help, but it was other way around.
I'm surprised, too. I would have thought more empathy from, you know, female students or from women students, and that would have been an increase. But go men.
Yeah.
So, Miss Kiana, you guys won the battle for life. What is the next step? Are you all going to stay involved with LifeLink? Is this going to be something that you continue to participate in?
Most definitely. Most definitely. In fact, we are, you know, my reign as president is coming to an end. We have our elections that are coming up on April the 12th, and Miss Stephanie is going to be there. And she's also going to share our victory, and we're also going to promote our future with LifeLink.
I think this is wonderful. Ashley, I think you said it. You guys are the future. And I want our listeners to know that the future is in good hands with Kiana Crenshaw and Miss Ashley Penagahi. I want to thank you for that. Now, Miss Crenshaw, you're resigning as president. What does the future hold for you?
Oh, my goodness. I am going to be a fall graduate. So the fall semester for me is going to be focusing on graduation and job placement. I will remain a general member of the Pre-Alumni Council, guiding from behind the scenes. But I am positive that we've groomed leaders to effectively lead the Pre-Alumni Council. I'm not worried about that.
And Miss Ashling, what's the future hold for you?
I just hope that I can help give other youth, like even people younger than myself and Miss Kiana, I hope that we can get other youth to hop on board as well. I'm having my own organization, which leads high school and middle school students. So I really want them to have a better understanding on what LifeLink is and how they can get involved in organ donation.
This is wonderful, ladies. Thank you so much for what you all did. You took this challenge, you made it your own, and you won. And it was about education mm-hmm. for our community. So thank you so much for what you're doing and what I know you're gonna do. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for having us.